The answer to not catering to food requests is to follow the division of responsibility of feeding. Tell caregivers not to say things like, "What would you like to eat?" to their young children. Instead, encourage caregivers to plan meals and snacks in advance and stick to offering the foods they plan to offer at the times they plan to offer them. If children have become accustomed to having meals and snacks provided on demand, encourage caregivers to regain control of their responsibility of deciding which foods to offer and what times to offer them. Encourage caregivers to have conversations with their children before making the transition so that children will know what to expect. Even so, children may still whine and beg for their preferred foods. But as long as caregivers are consistent, it generally doesn't take long for children to acclimate to the new system and begin only eating the foods that are offered during meal and snack times. Caregivers should maintain control of the menu until children get a little older, approximately 6 years old, and are clearly competent eaters. At that point, caregivers should still decide the main course foods, but can begin accepting some suggestions of foods that can be added to meals and snacks.